Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I think it's Monday. Happy Monday. I kept doing this yesterday, too. Sunday was Monday in my world, but it is actually Monday now. And the Packers had practice number 5 here in Green Bay over there at Ray Nitschke Field, and the pads came on. And Nate Hobbs said, "Woohoo, pads!" And he started hitting everybody, including Marshawn Lloyd. One of the very first plays of practice, and hurt the young man. That's right. Marshawn Lloyd suffered an injury, was lying on the ground for a bit, and then got up with the training staff and was limping. Not great. Interesting that Nate Hobbs apparently has been talked to by his head coach about not being so physical and trying to take care of his teammates. And there he is going low on the running back on an outside pitch. And I will say it's nice to see that aggressiveness. It's nice to see that physicality. But my guy, he's on your team. Save it for the other guys. I can't tell you how excited I am to hear about joint practices, because gosh knows there are going to be some fights this year. I guarantee that, with Nate Hobbs in attendance. Holy cow. Obviously, I talked a little bit about this on my instant reaction video. I hope you guys check that out. It dropped here on the channel a little while ago. And yeah, I just wanted to jump on like I always do and talk to you guys, Packers fans worldwide, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Man, it is finally about to break. This heat that has really kind of, I was just talking to Drew and KB on the radio about this, and thank you for your patience. I went a little late today because I was appearing on the radio, but I was just talking to them about the fact that, man, first day of pads, it's usually like a real kind of energy in the crowd and on the field with the guys. It did feel a little subdued this year, and I got to think that is somewhat because of the heat. It has been, once again today, a scorcher of a day, but that is finally supposed to break, I believe, overnight into tomorrow. So later this week, it's going to be beautiful. Family night's supposed to be gorgeous. Can't wait. And that, as you guys know, if you're longtime Packers fans, is not the norm when it comes to family night. A couple other standouts today. I know I talked about Sam Brown Jr. on my video, but one guy I neglected to mention, rookie cornerback, Micah Robinson, had a very nice couple of reps, but one in particular against Matthew Golden. Golden, who had another really nice practice, but there was a play with the twos where Robinson had him in what looked like man, and Golden tried to get him with an out and up, classic move, and with that speed, obviously that's, if you get the man to bite, you're gone. But I tell you what, Robinson played it absolutely perfectly. And, you know, I think it was Willis tried to hit him, Golden, up the right sideline. But Robinson did a phenomenal job of, you know, sticking with his man but not overcommitting, and then using the sideline as his help. Really gave the receiver, the young rookie, nowhere to go. And, you know, the deep shot was taken, but it didn't have much of a chance because of the excellent coverage for Robinson. So One point there for the rookie corner. Hopefully he gets more opportunities, but that was very nice to see, and it looked like a veteran out there. And then on the flip side, Matthew Golden had another really strong day, though he did have one throw from Love that he tipped into the air that became an interception for Nate Hobbs. But on balance, yet again, a couple of really nice plays, including one deep down the right sideline and what looked like a deep over route that Love got too late, but hit him just as he's reaching the kind of sideline. And Nixon's in perfect coverage. I mean, he's draped practically all over Golden. And Golden just skied and high-pointed the ball and made sure his toes were in bounds. Really special-looking play from the rookie. A really nice play. And there were a couple of those. I mentioned Sam Brown had another amazing catch, and Malik Heath had a phenomenal sideline catch in 2 minutes from Willis. Great job keeping his toes in bounds. And I think it was about a 30-yard gain, but he did land on the football and looked like he got the wind knocked out of him a little bit. I would suspect he's going to be all right, but I'm sure we'll know more starting tomorrow. All right, that's enough of my babbling. Let's get to your questions and comments. Good to see everybody chiming in. Packers fans worldwide, each and every one of you, thank you so much for hanging out. Really is kind of amazing that I get to do this, that I get to come to Green Bay, watch practice, and then just chat with you guys. Like, this is the life. I love this, and you guys make it all possible. So thank you so much. Before we get going, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. All right, folks, what's going on? What's on your mind? We got a bunch of super chats starting us off, including a new member of the Carry the G Club. Go Pack Go 67. Thank you so much for the support. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Andrew, thank you for the super chat and good to see you this morning, buddy. Saw you on the walk into practice. It was great getting to say hi this morning. Did I see James Campen on the sideline during practice? I'll bet you did. He's been around the team now for about a half a year, I want to say. He's been in and out, much kind of like a lot of the other ex-coaches that LaFleur has brought in. Most notably recently, Nathaniel Hackett has been here at practice for training camp. But Campen has been around now for, I want to say, about 6 months. No doubt about it. Colin, thanks for the super chat. Remember, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Man, whatever it is, it sucks. That's all I know. I was not made for this life. I will tell you that. Jeff Smith, how are you, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. How was my guy Sheed today? Press Gazette published article that Trent Williams is his mentor, vacationed with him. Sheed going to be a tough out. I think Rashid's had a good start to camp. He looked better today than I thought he looked yesterday. Definitely more consistent. It's really hard to get much of a bead on the majority of the plays simply because so much is happening down there on like field level and along the line. And of course, if the offense is going from our left to right, he's on the far side. But from what I've seen, he's been his usual dependable self. Very, very solid. Now, is he an automatic out? Is he somebody who's going to shut the door each and every time? I'm not so sure about that. But right now, he's playing, to my eyes, solid ball. Joe, what's going on, man? Andy Herman thinks if Matt LaFleur doesn't get control of the Hobbs situation, the players will on the practice field. What say you? Lloyd can't get a fucking break. I do love that Andy does his chats later in the day, or I'm sorry, earlier in the day, so that when he says something now, you guys ask me about it. I love Andy, but like, man, Andy, he's on point. He knows what he's talking about. You don't need to ask my opinion of Andy's opinion. Andy knows what he's talking about. And he's absolutely right. Yeah, if Matt LaFleur doesn't lower the hammer, then I'm sure some teammates will take matters into their own hands. Now, I don't think it'll get to that, but we did see Zach Tom getting Nate Hobbs' face today after that hit on Lloyd. So I thought there were two instances today where I thought for sure we were going to have a fight, and it didn't bubble over. But traditionally, pads come on. Usually those first couple padded practices, you can count on a couple of fights this week. So didn't happen today. It's going to happen probably later this week, and it will most likely involve Nate Hobbs. I mean, if the coach telling you, the head coach, not a coach, not your position coach, if the head coach telling you to calm down and you don't do it, doesn't do it, well, I'm sure the players will take matters into their own hands. I have zero doubt. GB Faithful, thanks for the super chat. Will you be at family night? If so, hopefully I'll see you there. I will be attending. I will be in the press box, but I will certainly be out and about prior to family night beginning. So be on the lookout, because I'll probably be prowling around the parking lot looking for beers to be consumed and brats to be eaten. Going to be a good time. Cannot wait. GB Faithful, thank you for joining the Care of the G Club. Very much appreciate the support. Very much too kind. But yes, very much looking forward to family night. Hi, Nags from the Florida Keys. Hello, Chet. Hello from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's probably hotter here than it is there. No, I kid. I hope. I know that's not true. It feels like it, though. I'll tell you that. What else we got here, folks? got people wondering if Heath is okay. I do think he just got the wind knocked out of him. He landed on the football. And with that play, especially where he's stretched out, I mean, he basically completely extends his body to make the catch. And then the football is under him. And I, like I said, I think, yes, most definitely he just got the wind knocked out of him. I'm not too concerned about that, no doubt. Nagler going all out in the heat with the black shirt. Man, the heat's coming down on you anyway. I don't care. Bring it all in. Soak it up. Enjoy it. I'm going back to, you know, an AC studio when I get back to New York. So a little heat never hurt nobody. And then I complain all about it. I know. Wow, this is a very specific question that I definitely don't know the answer to. Haven't seen anyone mention this. The new Packers throwbacks use the Nike Vapor Fuse template. Why did I want to read it like
the Nike Vapor Fuse template?
Sorry. That's just how I read it in my head. Any chance the whole Packers wardrobe is being updated to the Nike template? There's a decent chance, actually. I'll actually ask someone who would know, and I'll get you an answer tomorrow when we all gather again here at Packers Daily. Oh, Carl, thank you so much. Hey, Nags, great question to Coach LaFleur today. Cheers. Thank you very much. I mean, that question was legitimately driven by a conversation that we had on Happy Hour here at Cheesehead TV a couple of weeks ago. Or actually, I want to say it was last week. So, you know, this is what the Happy Hour is all about. We talk about stuff, we have questions, and people ask me questions. And if I don't know the answer, yeah, I'll ask Coach. So I was really glad that Matt took it in the spirit that he did, because I know maybe possibly, especially when it comes to offensive stuff, like maybe he gets a little defensive about it. But yeah, I really liked his answer, and I was glad that he was open to answering that question about the fourth down stuff. What else we got here, folks? Oh, don't want to miss that one. Aaron, it looks warm there. That's because it is. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss any super chats. Don't want to do that. Stop crying about the heat. Just remember the Bears and Vikings suck. They definitely suck. That doesn't change the fact that it's hot. Thank you for this question. Is Cheesehead TV going to do a meetup at all while you are in town? Corey and I were literally talking about that just before I went live. And when I get done here, we're going to continue to talk about it. So, yes, we will be doing something most likely next week. Be on the lookout. We'll definitely blast it out on social. You know, obviously we'll talk about it here on YouTube, etc. But yes, the hope, the dream is we'll be doing something next week. Not sure where or when, but be on the lookout because that will certainly be happening. GB Faithful, thanks again, man. My office is directly across from Vikings' old training facility in Minnesota. My signed Love, Favre, Rogers, Sharp, and Butler jerseys are up, Jerry. I hope everyone can see them. Funny you should say that, because I literally brought a Cheesehead TV Bart Starr GOAT t-shirt for my nephew who's getting into town here in Wisconsin tomorrow. No, Wednesday. But he lives in Minneapolis, so I want him to wear that to school with pride. And, you know, let the Vikings fans amongst his schoolmates understand what real football is like. Only thing. Come to Florida and feel the real hot weather. No thanks. I choose life. Mm-hmm. What else we got? My throwback gear just got delivered today. I cannot wait to get home from work to check it out. Yeah, I definitely took a run at some of that throwback stuff yesterday in the pro shop. A couple $100 lighter, no doubt about it. Gary, what's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Nags, having seen several practices, do you think Coach will have the team ready to play the first game? I feel we are not ready last year. We were not ready last year. Your thoughts? Many practices yet, but has the intensity been there? It has been if you're Nate Hobbs. It feels like this is an annual conversation, right? And I do think, you know, under LaFleur with Love at quarterback, they've played more in the preseason than they ever did when Rodgers was in town, and it hasn't exactly directly translated, right? But it's so, I don't know, man, the league in general is so different now in that regard. That whole first month, oftentimes our teams just kind of getting acclimated and gelling and finding their identity and things like that. That's not, I really don't see that as a LaFleur thing. I think that's much more about the league now because they do so little work in the offseason, real padded work, real football work, you know, and there's such limitations because of the CBA on how much they're allowed to practice in pads once training camp starts. And then during the season, you know, they've got, I think, 14 practices total for the whole year in pads. So, yeah, I don't know. I do think they'll be ready week one. Obviously, it's a big game. Detroit, you know, they've had the Packers number now for a number of seasons with Dan Campbell there at the head of things. And I have to think LaFleur is going to want to get off to a roaring start there against his somewhat of his arch enemy, you know. So, but it's so early. It's such a long way to go. Man, you got this week, you got family night, you got joint practices, you got preseason games. Like, there is a long way to go before you can make anything close to a determination on that. Brad, how are you? Thanks for the super chat, man. Good to see the tight end motion to QB sneak was being practiced. It seems Kraft is getting a lot of pass work. The offense seems ahead of last year. Well, that's interesting you say that because I think a big kind of component of that is the fact that Love's been there from day one, right? The idea being last year he was absent for what, the first four or five practices. You know, it's certainly nice to see them be able to just turn the key and go, you know. And yeah, Kraft has been all over the place. He's had a good camp so far, but he did have a fumble today on a really nice play by Evan Williams. But yes, he's certainly been a focal point of the passing game, especially, I mean, these last two practices. Early and often, throwing them the football, no doubt about it. E4, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Resiliency! That's what the Pack can take away from your gals across the pond. There you go. Shout out England. And even though I said, if it goes to penalties, I'm going to be a nervous wreck, it went to penalties, and the Lady Lions still brought it home. How about those gals? Absolutely love it. Love to see it. Faithful, thanks again. Been following for 10-plus years. Go Pack, go. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the support. Oregon checking in. What's up, Oregon? Hello from Green Bay. Brandy, thanks for the super chat. Nags, you hosting a family night watch party? I most certainly am not. I will be in the stadium, in the press box. I will be here after family night to have a chat. Talk to you guys about everything that goes on.
Everyone is telling me we did one last year. And I'm like, no.
Corey says, everybody says we did one last year. We most certainly didn't. I was literally in the press box last year. So if we did, you did it without me. So, yeah, no. Now that the Packers stream it, like, there's little reason for us to describe what everyone could just turn on and see, you know? So, yeah, no. We started that last year, and this year is probably going to be more of the same. I'll be in the press box, and then I'll come over here, and we'll chat. So that'll be family night. Simatovich, what's up, man? What is the NFL's policy on gambling? MLB has problems. I mean, it's not like the NFL has been crystal squeaky clean or anything. I mean, we've had guys, plenty of guys already suspended for gambling issues. You're not allowed to gamble, period, on, you know, any of the sports, especially in the facility. That's what the biggest issue has been initially in the NFL. But yeah, I mean, is anyone surprised? I mean, just the pervasiveness of sports gambling in the last 5 years in particular, obviously, it's just been inescapable. And if you've got guys coming up who have formed that habit and then they get a boatload of money and then they sign their first deal, I can't say I'm surprised. Matthew, this is a very good question. I think it's a little too early to answer, but does Morgan look solid so far? He does, but he's really bounced around a lot. He's been playing right guard. He's been playing left. He played left guard today. He's been running a bit at tackle at times, but not a ton. So it's been hard to get a handle on A, where he is, and B, like really kind of focus on him, because he's always seemingly every kind of series or every kind of, all right, now we're doing 2 minute or now we're doing red zone or whatever. He's seemingly in a different spot each and every time. So by the time like two or three plays in, you kind of notice, oh, Jordan's at left guard now. And some of that's because Elgton Jenkins isn't doing any teamwork yet. And Banks is just coming back and doing team. So they're really kind of bouncing him around. And I got to say, I don't think that's doing the young man any favors. I wish they would just allow him to compete at one spot and hone in on that spot and get really good at that spot, hopefully, right? What I've seen has looked good, but there hasn't been a ton yet to focus on. Colin, thanks for the super chat. Any sleeper players playing well under the radar so far in camp? I mean, you got to take this with a grain of salt because I've only been here 2 days. You got to remember, I haven't been here for all of the days. But man, these last 2 days I've talked about it, so I guess it's not really a sleeper, but Nazir Stackhouse looks legit. I got very excited from what I saw yesterday, and then I had to kind of calm myself down and say, remember, Aaron, the pads aren't on yet. He's a lineman. Like, let it happen. And then today the pads go on, and he was still owning fools up front, like just completely stonewalling offensive linemen, both in the run game and in the pass game, resetting the line of scrimmage. Not a pass rushing demon, but certainly a guy who knows how to get some push. I really like him. I'm smitten, as it were. And the fact that they gave him 93 is just lovely. And the other guys, lots of people have talked about, is Sam Brown Jr., the undrafted rookie receiver. He looks the part. He looks like a classic Packers wide receiver. So is he 6'2"? Like, you saw that on display today when he skied up for that pass on the right sideline. He's certainly making a name, and hopefully we'll get some more opportunities, you know, maybe with the twos, ones, obviously in the preseason. But so far, you really like what you see there. But again, it is very, very, very early. What else we got here, folks? Carl Van Beckham, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. It seems like our linebacker group is going to have some juice this year. Isaiah Simmons seems to be a wild card. Halfley getting the best from him? So far, I'll tell you what, he jumps off the field. You talk about the athleticism and the reason he was taken in the top 10. Man, he's an exciting player. And you use him with Quay Walker and Edrin Cooper, you could really be cooking with gas there. Now, the worry, at least from my eyes, would be, okay, if a team decides to button it up and run the football and run power and run counter and just come at you with smash mouth football, is that group going to be able to hold up? That would be, for me, the one kind of worry kind of moment there. But on balance, as NFL offenses and defenses go right now, it's, you know, you guys know it's so hybrid and guys are asked to do so many different things, and their athletic ability gives Halfley so many kind of variables and versatility, which is a watchword here in Green Bay. It's exciting. It's hard not to get excited by what you've seen from Isaiah Simmons. But again, it's early, and I think it's going to be somewhat dependent on what the offense is doing, like as far as the type of offense they're facing. And then there are going to be weeks where we're going to see probably quite a bit of Simmons, and then there are going to be other weeks where I don't think we'll see him much at all. And that's going to be down to the type of opponent they're facing. But yeah, you can't miss him on the field. He is athletic as hell. Portmaster, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is the three high baloney defenses stopping my favorite stat, yards after catch, or can your guys need to grow more and bust those crosses big, or both? I mean, that's the idea, right? When you've got three high, you've got middle of the field closed there. That's assuming, yes, the pass is completed underneath, and then you're going to rally and tackle, right? But certainly there are angles and there are ways to, and they did this yesterday with Reed, where they got him out in the flat, and I can't remember who it was, but someone had a great seal block that he kind of ducks under and gets up the sideline for a big gain, right? So yeah, I don't think it completely negates it. You can absolutely counter it, and they did that in the 2 minute today. There was a cover three that they went with, I think it was on third down, and Reed got behind the second level and had a big reception to move the sticks and set him up for a game-winning field goal. You know, so there's weaknesses in every single formation, every single defense, etc. But yeah, in today's NFL, a lot of what you're looking for is to do exactly what you're talking about, because you know, a lot of teams have stopped trying to take big chunk plays on the regular, and they've gone to lots of rhythm underneath, let guys get the ball in their hands and make stuff happen after the catch. And certainly teams have countered, right? But I think that's the normal push and pull of things. I don't think that's, you know, this great sea change that's going to change, you know, how effective offenses can be or how effective the Packers wide receivers can be. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.